I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Buzz Review of The Notebook, the musical, playing now at the Hollywood Pantages, January 6th through the 25th, 2026. The season of love is coming up, and the early arrival of The Notebook is definitely proof of that. Finding an original interpretation distinct from the novel and the book makes The Notebook musical fans of the franchise a little more bite beyond nostalgia, but it's a distinct focus that's rather successful battles with other story elements that made the story show popular in the first place. The Notebook, the musical, is a tragic romantic musical centered around Noah in three different periods of his life. Older Noah, played by Beau Gravitt. Middle Noah, played by Ken Wolfe Clark. And young Noah, played by Kyle Mangold. A working class and earnest guy who works at a lumberyard with his father falls deeply and irrevocably in love with Allie, a more well-off woman of high society. Old Allie, played by Sharon Catherine Brown. Middle Allie, played by Alicia Deslarue. And younger Allie, played by Chloe Cheer. As we watch The Notebook, we watch the ebbs and flows of their relationship through various challenges such as memory loss, familial, economic, and even a police action. Wow, can love persist? This and more in The Notebook. As I mentioned before, I really appreciate that while I did have some touchstone moments from the film, and I never read the book, but it's also taken from that source as well. The musical is its own thing, and it's not a copy and paste situation. They really do really try to tell the story in another way by showing three different versions of the characters on stage. And in this aspect, I think the show actually has some pretty gorgeous moments. As well as the focus on memory loss, while it can definitely be a subject triggering for people who have lived with others with Alzheimer's, I thought it was well communicated on stage, but not consistently throughout. Which is understandable. You don't want all doom and gloom. On the other hand, the other parts of the love story sort of get buried because they do also want to keep the passion of the young story. Instead, we get mild pieces of most of it. Updating the story to include Vietnam, I could take it or leave it. It, like, really didn't translate well on stage for me, especially the costume choices. Until they mentioned Vietnam, I didn't really have a clear idea where this could be. Older Allie in this, played by Sharon Carter Brown, constant and shaky movement and focus when it comes to displaying her increasingly difficult situation with Alzheimer's, combined with the lovely, heartfelt rendition of I Know, a song covering hard truths, but also a joyful song of recognizing the love in her life, even with the difficulties. While it has its issues, much of its attempts to reinvigorate the story and tap into something new works to some extent. I give The Notebook musical a 7.9 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.